Okay, hello, my name is Michael. Next to me I have Goran from Italy and Wing from Vietnam. And today we're going to discuss movies, and specifically we're going to discuss about Hollywood movies. Do we like Hollywood movies? What is typical in our own countries and so on? So we're going to start with you, Goran, please.
Oh, I will say that generally I like Hollywood movies. They are, if I want to be without thinking anything, just like lie down on my couch and just eat something and drink and watch a movie, I would choose like a Hollywood movie. They are pretty fun. They are well done. They have a huge budget for those kind of movies. Like the last superhero movies now, this is about Iron Man, Spider-Man, the Avengers, all those kind of movies. The plot is pretty weak, but you know, you have this like visual effects which the impact on you is strong. You just think, at least I think, oh well, how did they do that?
Yeah, I would give a good example there. You have Avatar. You know, the story is it's a huge cliche.
Yeah, we heard about this story for.
I knew how the movie would end, but you know, just going there to see the good 3D effect that movie had, I think it had good 3D. It really immersed you in this whole world. You know, you saw those flying things in the forest.
But if you think it was recorded by a 3D camera, because just the camera was $1 million.
Yes,
but the other 3D movies are really crap because everything in post production. So you can say, oh, this is 3D.
Yeah.
It's dark and you have to wear glasses, and if you already have glasses, it's uncomfortable. So it seems like a technology that's trying to steal your money from.
It was a huge hype, I would say. They were charging more for it, and everyone tried to get on the 3D bandwagon. All the movies went into 3D, and it became more normal for there to be 3D movies in cinemas than normal movies. But yeah, I agree totally with you. They went too far. Avatar was made, you know, from the ground up. The idea was to make it in 3D, and they really worked hard to provide a good 3D experience. While as other movies, it's just not the same.
Technology is not ready yet. Probably.
And I also agree with you that, you know, there's movies that you watch for the story, which are really good, and you love them. They don't have to be 3D. They don't have to be any. You just focus on the story. And then you have the movies like, you know, even Transformers, with lots of explosions, lots of effects. It's entertaining in another way.
I mean, it depends on how we look at entertainment. I mean, someday you could... I mean, you want to watch something emotional and romantic, and then someday you just want some really easy stuff. But I'm just saying that Hollywood isn't all about like blockbuster and effect-heavy movies. I think Hollywood have made some really good thinking, really good food for thought, and it's not that all bad.